The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Hey, it's the 2nd of May. Can you believe that? We have somehow lost all of April and one day of May already. 7:05 in the morning, the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ashley, what's it look like for weather here today and this week?
If you're looking to go for a walk sometime this week, today's going to be your best bet. We're looking at a high of 81 today, low 55 tonight, and then we're increasing our highs throughout much of the weekend. Sunday, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms. We're guessing mostly in the mountains on that. And a chance of showers by Monday.
Showers?
Yeah. Wow. But still a high of 80, so it'll just be humid and uncomfortable.
Humid and uncomfortable. Paid the The weather report, not the weather, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, I'm here with Pat Karch.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
And Pat Karch is, the name sounds familiar because he does so many things for our community. He's just a fabulous musician. And, in fact, is one of Linda's go-to guys and is just a... sings, plays the piano, does it all.
Yeah, she's getting ready to do her Wind River
tonight.
Concert.
Yeah. Tonight, yeah, starting at 5:30 tonight, that'd and she's got cool. A big thing going here. But you brought in because there's going to be a concert. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, at Reading School of the Arts, we're always hosting various artists, and once in a great while, we get exceptional artists that have played around the world. And today on the show with you. Is Michael Eby. Welcome, Michael.
Hi, Pat. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Michael is going to be doing a concert at Reading School of the Arts, and he's going to tell us a little bit about that. That's coming up on Friday night. Michael, tell us more about that. Huh?
Well, this concert, it has to be one of my absolute favorite programs that I've ever put together. I feel so lucky to have a pianist, Chiharu Sai, who actually we ended up going to the same school and miraculously ended up both living in Northern California.
You've got to be kidding. What school were you going to?
Manhattan School of Music.
All the way in Manhattan you met and ended up here in the North State. See, Carl,
small world.
You see the North State attracts great
talent. You're talking
talent.
Like Manhattan, New York.
New York City.
No,
as
not Manhattan to, Bagel. We're talking
yeah, you're not, as opposed to like Manhattan Beach in California where you guys were playing on the street for money, right?
I'm sure the weather's a lot nicer there.
Okay. So tell us, now, obviously, you've been doing this a long time, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a Reading native. I grew up here. I've been playing violin since I was 2 years old, sort of on and off. I remember there was a moment when I was about 15 when it was almost like a switch flipped, and I just realized I really couldn't do anything else, so... From then until now, I've spent more time practicing than not.
Is that right? So you're a Reading boy.
And, I am.
Raised, and then, so after high school, what'd you do?
After high school, I took a year off, and then I ended up going back to Manhattan School of Music. I was there for 6 years straight. I did my bachelor's and my master's back-to-back.
So is this the Manhattan School of Music, or is it what is it?
Yes, it's Manhattan School of Music.
So you can get your Bachelor of Fine Arts, I guess, or Bachelor of Arts.
Right, it's technically a Bachelor of Violin Performance.
Okay, and then you got your Master's afterwards.
Yeah, so same deal.
Do you have to write a thesis?
That's a good question. I did not.
No, the reason I'm asking this is because. I'm just wondering because, you know, being the virtuosos that you are, that in something like this, sometimes it could be something where they do want you to write something, maybe write a concert or something like that.
Or produce a piece.
Or something like that, right. You know, to get, you know, to do that. And that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I didn't have to write any like a thesis per se. Right. I did have to do some writing as part of classes. And in terms of composition, we really only did enough to sort of demonstrate some basic principles of music theory.
Sure, sure.
But I'm certainly no composer.
Your emphasis was on performance. Is that correct?
Or? Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so and so they had that. So you got a master's in the performance part.
Right.
Of the
art. There's a number of things we have to do to get that. We had to do orchestra regularly. We had to do chamber music, which is smaller ensembles regularly and lessons every week. And we also had to play a couple of recitals. I had to do, I think, one required recital, which I did a few more than that, but one required recital for undergraduate and a required recital for master's. And there's also this horrible event known as a jury where all of the violin faculty is sitting on this table behind you. And, you know, you have like an hour and a half of music prepared and they choose 10 minutes of it for you to play. You don't know what they're going to ask for.
And so I guess chicken in the bread basket wasn't one of them, huh?
Chicken in the bread basket.
Unfortunately not. Okay. That's fiddle, Carl. Fiddle, yeah.
Well, what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Yeah, Michael, what's the difference?
I know, excellent question.
Here's what it is.
Generally, violins are over $10,000 and fiddles are under. No, but really, it's more about a genre of music.
That's because fiddles get beer spilled on them a lot, okay? Come on. So what's the difference here? I mean, I know that, of course, you hear such beautiful violin music, and I've already listened to you practicing out there, and I go, if that's his practice, what happened, you know, when you're kind of like, you know, getting ready, what's he really sound like? Because it was wonderful. But you have the fiddle and the violin. So it's just two separate genres of music?
Right. And it's sort of like asking, you know, a jazz guitarist versus a classical guitarist.
Yeah.
You know, they play different instruments, sort of. In fiddling, the instrument actually is the same. And the tuning is the same. They very often use different strings, like fiddlers will generally use steel strings. A violinist will often use synthetic core or natural gut strings.
Right.
It's just a very different kind of sound.
And it is a different sound, but if I go back to this, you know, we're getting a little bit far afield. I go back to this movie called Crossroads. I don't know if you ever saw it.
No, I haven't.
It's about a black blues guy who's the best, sold his soul to the devil. And he ends up down in Mississippi with a white kid who learned to play the Spanish guitar, but the kid wants to play blues, and he gets into a contest playing, you know, going blues, playing with the devil's advocate there, and he reverts back to this, you know, to that flamenco, and the other guy can't do that. But I was wondering, if you play one, can you play the other?
Oh, that's a great question. I actually was California State fiddle champion in 2008.
Well,
there you go, then, buddy.
But I haven't done that in years. And the thing is,
how do you play it? How different? What are your different?
From a technical standpoint, they're very, very different demands. I mean, classical violin playing is really more about imitating a singing voice. It's like anybody that had a lousy voice and wanted to make some music just, you know, picked up a violin and figured out how to fake it. Well, not really, but there's a lot more nuance in some ways, whereas fiddle music, there's a certain kind of feel that if somebody only is brought up playing classical music, they might not get quite the style. It's a very hard thing to explain.
Is it more flamboyant, would you say, the movement with your bow?
And is which one more flamboyant?
To me, it seems like the fiddle is a little more flamboyant. But I could be completely wrong.
The thing about fiddle is you often play, you move the bow on each note most of the time.
Okay.
In some ways, the thing about classical music is it's endless. I mean, there are pieces that are extraordinarily flamboyant, and there are pieces that are the complete opposite and everything in between.
But they're long.
Some of them are long.
In fact,
some of the pieces on this recital are quite short.
Okay. Now, you know what? We're going to take a break, and you're thinking, well, there goes my time. We're talking about the fiddle. No, we've got another 15 minutes here. We're going to talk about what the recital is going to be about and all of this. But I would like you to take us out with some music. You're on.
Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty?
For the morning lineup, right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual steak feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Save the date for Friday, May 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino and FaithWorks host Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts. Provided by restaurants from around the area, what would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of specialty microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for $500 cash. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the band Uptown will be performing live, so you can boot scoot and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person, tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 10th for the 7th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest from 6 to 9 p.m. 100% of the proceeds will go to FaithWorks, a local nonprofit. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7412. Download the Wind River app. Bacon and Brew is better at the river.
I'd like to tell you about my husband, Assemblyman Brian Daly. He's a great father and husband who's working hard to protect the North State families.
Megan Daly.
Brian knows unexpected bills and high taxes hurt families, so we took action to reduce prescription drug costs and pass legislation to keep hospitals from overcharging patients. He stood up to the special interests to protect Proposition 13 and defeated $29 billion in new taxes.
Brian Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters and California Highway Patrolmen's Association.
Brian led the fight against sanctuary cities that protect illegal immigrant criminals. He also led efforts to prevent wildfires by improving forest management, reducing firefighter response times, and making PG&E better maintain utility lines. Brian might snore like a buffalo, but I sleep well knowing he made families safer and kept taxes down.
On June 4th, vote Brian Daly for Senate. He'll protect the North State.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. I'm here with Michael Eby, and he's going to be playing at the School of Arts. When are you going to be there? For the spring concerts at Reading School of the Arts.
It'll be this Friday.
This Friday.
7 o'clock. That's May 3rd, I believe.
Uh-huh.
That should be a lot of fun.
This Friday, yeah, because today's the 2nd, so it'll be tomorrow. And what time's that going to be?
7 o'clock p.m.
7 p.m. You can get tickets, Patrick, from where?
You can get them at the door is probably okay. The best way, or you can call Reading School of the Arts at 247-6933, 247-6933.
Okay. Well, you know, we really appreciate you coming in here. We're kind of stacked today. And you've just played beautifully, and you're a Reading guy. You know, do you get through here very often?
I've actually been living here for the last couple of years.
So you're here then, right?
I'm here.
Well, this is not going to be the last time you're going to be on. I promise you. I know Linda is going to want to meet you. And you know what? It's too bad. I don't know how if you're going to be able to play classical music when she's singing.
Oh yeah.
But you could probably revert back to something there. I bet we could work something out.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this. Oh sure, of
course.
We'll
make that a goal. We'll work that into.
You know, I think we could do that.
Absolutely.
You know, because you know you can play it all. Fiddle champion of the world and all. You know, classical violinist. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being here today. And you know, Friday, everybody at 7 p.m. And then you're also going to see the same program will also be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church on Friday, May 10th at 7 p.m. as part of their concert series. Also.
Right.
So, Michael, thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a real quick break and we'll be right back after these messages.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Friday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Join them in Buckaroo Flats for the annual street dance on its new day. Monday the 13th, it's the Chili Cook-Off and Quick Draw Contest in Buckaroo Flats. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. And Friday morning, May 17th, join 10,000 of your closest friends at the world-famous Pancake Breakfast in Roaring Gulch. Tickets are $4 in advance.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 2nd in Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 5:30 to 8:30. It's Wind River's 26th anniversary. There'll be all kinds of specials. Make your dinner reservations today by calling 243-3377. See you there.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Bustin'. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Bustin'. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. I'm going to have to be a little more, I'm going to be more better on how I keep track of things here. Hey, you know what? The one thing, if I left, Linda, it's Thursday. She's going to be performing tonight, so she's, you know, of course, Thursday's her regular day off, but she was in our sleep number bed. Her sleep number setting's 40. And the only thing that happens is the dog wants to get in and get on my side, but I think the dog, I think Elk Killer's sleep number setting is more of like a, you know, like a 75. But my sleep number setting is 60. Are y'all keeping track of this? Because you can adjust the sleep number settings to anything you want. You'll never sleep better. And right now, Sleep Number has got this huge sale on. For $1,000 off, select Sleep Number 360 smart beds when you add a smart adjustable base. That's right. Not only does it adjust to you as you move, but now with this adjustable base can move either your feet up or your head up for a much more comfortable night of sleep. All of this is at Sleep Number, and Sleep Number, of course, is over in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Tell them Carl and Linda and Elk Killer sent you. You won't be sorry. How much is a good night's sleep worth? I'm here with Dave Cox. And Dave, of course, is general manager of KIXE, our local public broadcasting station. Well, I've stood behind, even though I'm not real supportive of the PBS radio, but I am really supportive of our TV.
Thank you, Carl. Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. You know, I'm just, you know, we're on a roll here. You've got something big coming up.
You know, I've got a few things. First of all, I want to give a quick shout out to everyone who supported our recent tri-tip barbecue. It was well received. We had lots of participation, made some good money for our local PBS broadcasting for KIXE. I appreciate that very much. But what I'm really excited about to talk to you today is that starting this Friday, so May 3rd and 4th, and then again the following weekend on the 10th and 11th. So the next two Friday and Saturday nights is our annual KIXE wine auction that we have every year. It's one of our major fundraisers, and it starts at 7 and goes till about 10:30, 11 on Channel 9, KIXE. And from the comfort of your own home, you can bid on our live televised auction and receive wonderful deals on some wonderful, not only local, but regional wines, barbecues, patio furniture, all kinds of great things. And it's all to benefit KIXE, our local PBS station.
Well, you know what? Public broadcasting does get a stipend from the government, but it's nothing close to what we need to keep it open here. Linda and I every year get involved in the Christmas auction, which is a hoot because you all really can't control us, and we can just really go for it.
and we love your participation.
Well, I tell you what, though, KIXE is one of those places that you're not going to see the programming anywhere else than what you see there. I mean, I have DVR'd, or whatever we call it nowadays, so many different shows. When you have, you know, you had the one with Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. I mean, that thing is timeless. It's timeless. You could look at it. You can look at it now. You could look at it 5 years from now, and it's going to be timeless because it is so good. But there's others. The programming for children, you don't have to worry that you have to stay there and watch and see what weird stuff's going to come out.
Absolutely not. It's all good quality programming. Nothing we have to worry about as a parent.
And then you have people on from our local community. You have shows that way. And I know you want to expand that out.
Yeah, we're working on that right now. In fact, Rob, our director of content, is working on a series he's getting ready to do where we're going to start focusing on people that live here locally that people might not know. For instance, one of the highlights is going to be a gentleman who back in the day wrote and sang the McDonald's jingle, 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. He lives right here in Shasta County. We're going to be talking to him. We're going to be focusing on Faith Miller, the young lady who just set the junior woman's world record in Rome for archery. She started 8 years ago after she saw a Disney movie about someone who was an archer. So there's things that we're going to start focusing on.
We have Olympic champions here. We have Olympic level athletes. They just had the big archery tournament here that drew 1,500 people.
Yeah.
Archers from all over the world, 50 different countries. And we're talking about the top of the line right here. And it was just like a couple of weeks ago.
Absolutely. So we've got all kinds of great people around.
Okay, so tell us again about the wine auction now.
This is going to be this coming Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th, and then again on the 10th and the 11th. And all you have to do is call into KIXE 243-5493 or go to KIXE.com. You can call in ahead of time, get your bidder number, and then you just watch the live event. It starts every night at 7 o'clock. It's a live televised auction. It's a lot of fun. The phone banks are our local businesses and organizations. We have guest hosts that sell the items on camera, and it's just a really fun-filled event. You can sit in the comfort of your own living room. You call in. You give them your speed bid number if you see something you like, and things usually go about 60% of value. So in addition to supporting PBS, you get wonderful purchases of quality wines and barbecues and patio furniture and all kinds of stuff, and it's really a lot of fun.
This may be a good way to find a new fire pit. Who knows?
Who knows? And, you know, two of the items that's been very popular in the office is we have two remote control ice chests that move around. You can control them with a remote. They come right over to your lawn chair, so that's pretty cool. But it's going to be a really good event.
Well,
how
are you going to get that away from your production staff? You're in there probably swilling beer as we speak.
Yeah, so it's pretty good.
Okay.
But two more things really quickly, sure. Carl, I'm excited about. As you know, in November, we had a local couple, Joe and Shirley Dexter, graciously donated a pristine 1975 Corvette Stingray to KIXE, and they said, hey, make money for your channel. We believe in you. And I want to give a shout out to the Rain Rock Casino, the new casino up in Wairika. They came to the I took Sunday and I took the car down to the Car Corral for Cool April Nights.
Yeah.
And their sales director, Brandon, Bethia contacted me, and we made a deal, and the casino has purchased that car, and they're going to use it as a giveaway for their one-year anniversary up in Yreka, so that's pretty cool, so I want to give a shout-out to them. And also I want to mention that this coming on the 23rd, this coming Thursday, Thursday the 23rd of May,
yeah,
Wild Card Brewing Company has selected us as one of their donor nonprofits for Pints with Purpose. So on that night, you come down to Wild Card Brewing in Reading, and a portion of the proceeds for that evening, they're donating to KIXE. So you can come down and you can have some cold beer supporting PBS. What a combo.
Dave's on his way out of here, so but you know, Dave, I want to bring you back in for a longer time because we need to talk about KIXE. There's been a lot of changes there for the good, and then there's been and it supports our community in a lot
Absolutely.
Of different ways. So we're talking about now, though, the wine and what's it called?
It's the wine and beer auction.
Wine and beer auction this weekend, but there's other things going along with that, though. I mean, there's other items that are also with that.
Yeah, it's wine, and then it's summer-associated items like barbecues and patio furniture and beer accessories, mugs, steins.
And when's that going to start?
That starts Friday.
What time, though?
Oh, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay, so just, you know, set yourself down. You're kind of recovered from Cool April Nights. You're kind of recovered from Red Bluff Roundup, and you're getting ready for this and then the Reading Rodeo coming
and
up.
And we are already all in on the Reading Rodeo. You're going to see Daniel Tiger and Cookie Monster in the parade. You're going to see our presence all over the Reading Rodeo. We're having a good time. We're all about community. We believe in our areas and support PBS, KIXE, your provider since 1964.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
You bet. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Lions Heating and Air. You heard what we said. It's going to be up in the 90s here soon. If you haven't checked those filters out and those air ducts, you need to call Lions Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. A veteran-owned business, they provide just quality service at very fair prices. That's Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642, or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Shasta Damboree presents the annual Boomtown Festival celebrating the people of Shasta Lake City and the community they love Saturday, May 4th. Begin with pancake breakfast 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Entries free online. Party in the park all day with live music, free kids activities, health and craft fair, and plenty of food and drinks all in Claringo Park. Enjoy the Art Walk and Farmer's Market 4:30 to 9 p.m. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org and follow their Facebook page. Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City at the Shasta Damboree Boomtown Festival this Saturday.
I'd like to tell you about my husband, Assemblyman Brian Daly. He's a great father and husband who's working hard to protect the North State families.
Megan Daly.
Brian knows unexpected bills and high taxes hurt families, so he took action to reduce prescription drug costs and pass legislation to keep hospitals from overcharging patients. He stood up to the special interests to protect Proposition 13 and defeated $29 billion in new taxes.
Brian Daly is endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters and California Highway Patrolmen's Association.
Brian led the fight against sanctuary cities that protect illegal immigrant criminals. He also led efforts to prevent wildfires by improving forest management, reducing firefighter response times, and making PG&E better maintain utility lines. Brian might snore like a buffalo, but I sleep well knowing he made families safer and kept taxes down.
On June 4th, vote Brian Daly for Senate. He'll protect the North State.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate, 2019.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Mm.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. In the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, guess what? Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. You know why I like Bastiani Arms? Bastiani Arms started, it's a husband-wife team, John and Sarah Bastiani. They started their business 9 years ago, right in the middle of this recession, just about the same time, just a little bit after Linda and I started KCNR Radio. And they've become very much a success because of great customer service. The way you're treated when you're in there, the fact that they've got any type of long gun or pistol that you're looking for, and if they don't have it, they can get it for you. And the people they've had with them, most of them since the beginning, well-trained, they welcome new shooters. And you never get talked down to there. They're there to help people get started and help people that are experts continue on. Not only that, but they have classes in CCW, Hunter Safety, and many others. You can give them a call at 222-8222, or even better, stop in at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and go in and say hello, and see the splendid display of accessories, long guns, pistols that they have. I'm here with Janet Stone. Hello, Janet.
Hello there.
Okay, once you're moving just a little bit closer, you got a little bit of a smaller voice there.
Okay.
Pretend you're talking to one of your kids, you know, kind of like raise your voice a little bit there.
Okay. Good morning, Carl.
Okay, there we are. I feel fear. All right, now we're talking about the healthy.
We're talking about Marquis Shasta.
Marquis Shasta, that's right. And tell us about Marquis Shasta.
Marquis Shasta is a skilled nursing facility located at 3550 Churn Creek Road in Reading.
So when you say skilled nursing, what does that entail?
Skilled nursing is care that is usually post-acute care. If somebody has a medical event, a surgery, some type of critical event and need further care after they leave an acute care setting, they can come to our facility, and we have a beautiful rehab gym where we can help that person get better and go back home.
And where's your location?
3550 Churn Creek Road.
Churn Creek Road. Okay. I have friends that have gone through there. So after they've had an event, and they can't go home right away.
Yes.
I mean, this is what we're talking about. And then, but they come to you all, mm-hmm. and for either physical therapy or other needs.
Right.
And until they're recovered.
That's correct.
Now, maybe not everybody leaves.
Yes, there are some people who may have a chronic condition who are unable to care for themselves, mm-hmm. and cannot go home, and we can continue to provide skilled care for them also.
Does this include dementia, or is that?
Yes, we do have some people with dementia.
Okay.
And for some patients, this is they're going to be their home for the rest of their life. But
okay.
Most of our patients are there for short-term care, mm-hmm. and to recover and then go home, or a lesser level of care, assisted living or a board and care facility.
What's the hardest thing about this job, would you say? I know it's not a fair question it's a fair question because every profession has something that's tough about it. With me, obviously, it's keeping everybody straight. Yeah. Days where everybody piles up here. The patients you see in your staff, it's people that are, you see them a lot of times at the worst time in their lives.
Right. I think for me, I really don't focus on the negative. I always look on the positive. To me, I've been doing this for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. And it has been extremely rewarding and fulfilling to see patients come in very, very ill and then go home with a smile on their face. That, to me, is why we do what we do. And a good example is we were a sponsor for Cool April Nights this year, mm-hmm. and last Friday had a huge show and shine at the building. We had over
That's right, you did.
We uh-huh. did. We had over 70 cars. We had great music and food, and a gentleman walked up to me and introduced himself and said that he had been at our facility and discharged in December, mm-hmm. and he actually had a car in the show, and he thought that he was never going to be able to participate in the event again. But here he was, he said, with the help of our rehabilitation staff, was able to be discharged, be participating in the event, and having a great time. And
okay,
it was,
you know what?
That was really.
That's a great answer there. That's a real great answer.
Yeah, that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, because here's a guy that kind of probably felt when he came in to Marky that it was, gosh, my life the way I had is over. And it's something he really loved, of course, obviously, is working on cars and, you know, his babies, you know, you know how they are.
Oh, yes.
People are about their cars. I mean, we're surrounded by them a lot when we do remotes, and the love that they have for their automobiles. I mean, you can't do it just out of a feeling of, oh, okay, it's a hobby. It's much more than that. So you gave him back his life. And
right.
You might say in that sense.
That's true. His wife was standing by his side, but she was happy too.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I mean, though, is that, you know, she got him back too.
That's right.
You know what? I think that was a much better answer than, well, you know, what's the toughest thing? It's the things that you remember that are just joyous.
Right.
Like that. So you're a facility that takes people at their lowest ebbs a lot of times, and you get them back on their feet.
That's
so
right.
They can go back to what they did.
Right.
Okay. Now, not in every case. Of course.
No, not in every case, but I would say the majority of our residents, that is the case.
Okay. How many people do you have? How many people do you have there? How many people can be at RT?
We can take over 150 patients.
Mm-hmm.
And we are actually licensed for 180, mm-hmm. but we have converted some rooms. We have 17 private rooms. So when you come from the hospital and you want to have your own room, and short-term patient, that is available for you. All of our rooms are very, very spacious,
mm-hmm.
Quite large. And
can you have private rooms there?
Yes.
You can have private rooms
yes.
then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take insurance?
Oh, yes. We take insurance, Medicare, Medi-Cal,
okay.
partnership.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice to know. A lot of places don't do that.
Yes, we do.
Okay, you do. Okay. So are you involved with the Healthy Aging Fair that's coming through here?
You know, Kelly Valish is our marketing director, and
uh-huh.
she is so active out in the community. She's active, very active with that.
Okay. Well, okay. So, what would you tell people that are looking for a possible place? You know, because sometimes somebody has a stroke, let's say,
yes.
And then they would come in while all the physical therapy they need is that a
yes.
fair statement?
Yes, we would be an excellent location for you. We have, like I said, we have a large rehab gym. We have physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and if your physician orders those services,
uh-huh.
we have them available there 7 days a week.
And tell me the food's good.
Oh, it is. It is. We just hired a new certified dietary manager in February, and we are getting rave reviews on our food.
Okay. Tell us again about how they find you and where they, who do they call and
okay.
all that.
Again, we're located at 3550 Churn Creek Road. We're right across the street from Enterprise High School. And our telephone number is 222-3630. And you could ask for our admissions coordinator or myself, Janet Stone. And I would just encourage you to come in and take a tour of our facility. We'd be happy to have you.
Okay. Sounds great. And what's the last thing you want people to remember? Would you say on your, you know, that you've said so many great things so far.
Well, I think the thing that I would like people to remember is that, we're there for you to get back to the best of the rest of your life.
Well, that's good. I like that. Okay. We're here, of course, with Janet Stone. And thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having
because,
me.
You know what? I have a friend that is going through dementia. And I call or, you know, I've looked, you know, for all things like that. And I'm really, maybe it's very fortuitous that you came in today.
I think it takes special people caring for residents with dementia. And our staff go through special training. And mm-hmm. I think we do a great job.
Okay. Hey, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Cornerstone Community Bank, you know, it's your friends that are there. It's your friends that are there that are taking care of you, that are very professionally committed to providing the highest level of personal service. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Extreme Bulls, bullfighters only, barrels, chuck wagon races, and kids mutton busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane chuck wagon racing, and kids mutton busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Stake Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, roast turkey, smoked salmon, and steamed clams with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. Wind River Club card. Children, $11. Kids 5 and under eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a $150 Wind River Retreat gift certificate. Reservations suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For complete menu, download the Wind River app. It's better at the river. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with comedy night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Are you going to wait for that? Your miracle.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, a lot of things happening here. We've got Baron Browning coming in. We're going to talk to him about a number of things. Of course, he's on the city council of Anderson, but I want to talk to him about, you know, not only what's going on with Anderson, I want to talk about the Navigation Center, Johnson's idea, Chief Johnson's idea. But I got a phone call from some people that live right next to Henderson Open Spaces. and they wanted to let me know is that there has been a difference, and how much they appreciate the fact that, you know, we got involved. But I just want to thank the city council and the chief about that. You know, if we can bring some light to things like that, and it helps some. Now, on the other hand, I got a note from somebody that said, thanks a lot, Carl. Now they've moved up here to Bocelli.
I was going to say, we're just moving them around, and hopefully they're going to get tired of moving and move away.
It's called whack-a-mole. You just keep whacking away until you can get them in there, until we can find a place to get them the help. And that's where that navigation center is, or the place, whatever you want to call it. We've had the space. We've had some really good, I don't know, Ewert was in here. And then, of course, yesterday, Dr. Ronald Reeves, talking about why we need this. And frankly, my friends, we haven't done anything. We have not done anything. We've got that sobering center going. We've got Shasta Regional Medical Center taking it on themselves to bring in the 5150s and 21 beds. So, but we've got to do something, because otherwise, take a look at the documentary. You can see it on YouTube. It's called Seattle is Dying. If we don't get our arms around this and take some pretty progressive steps, and I say progressive does not mean Democrat or Republican, we have got to be thinking out of the box. How can we get these people off the street? And once we try to get them help, the ones that don't, and I hate to say this, the ones that are just out there because they like being in charge of the camps. Oh, yeah, you know, you've got men and women in charge of these whole areas out here, and they charge fees for them to stay in their camps. And then they've got the prostitution going. Then they've got the drugs going. I mean, it's like a little criminal empire. Those are the ones we need to get out of here. And we can get them out by either putting them in jail, or we just keep after them and after them and after them until they find an easier place to go to. Now, happier note, Americana Motel is going to open up today.
It's beautiful.
Was it 1.3 million?
1.5.
1.5 million. When are they going to have that opening today?
It's today. It's a soft opening. I didn't have a time, but it is happening today. And then they will have a grand opening. But if you recall, it was kind of a hub for crime in the past. And finally, you know,
I walked by there and saw people puking over the top rail of the second floor.
I saw something a little bit worse.
Oh, yeah. And I see people there bleeding all the time. You know, I'm walking by there and I'm going, yeah, this is a great place. I would recommend people to stay here. But it is absolutely beautiful. That means the Thunderbird Motel, which is right across from us, and we're at 1326 Market Street, they spend a lot of time and effort to clean their act up. And I would recommend that motel to anybody.
It is nice right across the way. It's clean, and they really stay on top of it. They do not allow that criminal element in.
No, and so now you've got the Americana. So we've got, on this block, is being cleaned up. And we've had others that have been shut down by the city because they just wouldn't stop their nefarious acts. So, okay.
I'm waiting for them to do the work on the place right across from Roots that used to be Wendy's in downtown Reading. There's another hotel right there.
That one's going to be, you know what, the way things are going, that'll be sold also, and they'll rehab that one.
Good. Isn't it nice? And I think, you know, so much of it is, you know, the citizens stepping forward saying, this is our town. We're taking it back.
And that's some of the things that are happening with the open space. Now, Chief Moore was on yesterday. Of course, we talked about his retirement. You know, we've got, and this, of course, has nothing to do with Chief Roger Moore, because I think the world of this man. I think he's done great things. I think he's got us going back in the right direction. He told them, if you're looking for a police chief, it's going to be here for 5, 6, 7 years. It's not me. And I've got 29 years in here. And so he's got 31 now. The man has been, has come up through the ranks, gunfights, been shot. There's not, you know, when there's policemen that get shot and keep going. Well, he was in the firefight, got shot and kept going. And you appreciate that in a police officer who then didn't back off, and he stayed on the job. But that's five police chiefs that have now retired. Four of them since I've lived here, retired or replaced since I've lived here.
So we need to bring someone that's going to want to stay.
Well, but see, what part does that play when they're looking for them? Do we bring somebody up from within, which to me makes sense because we have such great leadership in the Reading Police Department.
And they're invested in this
town. And they're invested here. Their kids go to school here. Like, Roger's not leaving. Roger's staying in Reading.
Right.
Unlike a couple others that have just left. well, one that I can think of. Leonard Mody stayed in town. Mm-hmm. Pete Hansen is up in Seattle. But Roger's going to stay in town. But they're going to be looking nationwide for people. But, you know, it's going to take whoever comes in, if they're not from here, it's going to take them a year to figure out where everything is. And I don't mean that in a bad sense.
Well, I wish they'd find someone local that has a heart for our community, that not only wants to stay but let their kids grow up here and love our community as much as we do.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be so nice. But sometimes you have to think outside the box. It's and such a difficult job.
You also have to think about, and you know, I hate to put it this way, but the cost of retirement. That's five police chiefs we're paying now, the retirement. And the retirement is not small. So, and then we bring in the sixth police chief that we're paying, and then I would like to see us get, you know, I would like to see us get a length of time, but until the new retirement thing kicks in, it's going to be a few more years because the ones we have now are, of course, grandfathered in, you know, that you have to stay to your 55. Now, a police chief can stay till he's 55, as far as I'm concerned. He's not out on the streets. And, in fact, some of the higher-ranking ones aren't on the streets as much as those young men and women are, which, you know, trying to say, well, I think they make too much money, as you'll never hear me say that, those cops on the street. Not when you get two of them that got injured last week, like we were talking about, and others. 10% of them any one time are down for injuries because they're fighting with these thugs. Okay, let's switch over. Anyway, again, this has nothing to do with Chief Moore. He righted it. There were some problems there that they moved forward, much more transparency. The neighborhood policing unit got going, and has made a huge difference. However, in July, neighborhood police unit goes away unless we find some way to fund them. Again, and I'm not sure that Bethel's going to come in with another $500,000 to do that.
They're doing such good work.
They are. The neighborhood police unit is out there. They've collected thousands of doses of heroin, cocaine, meth they've taken off the street. Thousands of doses. Tens of thousands. Okay, quickly. The New York Times in their anti-Semitic cartoon that they thought was really cute, I guess. A blind Trump wearing a yarmulke being led by a dachshund that was Netanyahu wearing the Star of David collar on his neck. Whoa. Guess what? It looked just like one that the Nazis did. And, I mean, you could have copied it. They should have gotten a guy for plagiarism like this. And so, and when this came out, the amount of outrage that came in on this was so bad. But the New York Times, they're stupid. They're just stupid. Or they don't realize what this means. And so they kind of went out and said, well, you know, you shouldn't get upset about that. Then it just quadrupled. And they came out and this time they apologized. And they said, we're going to have classes. We're going to do this. This was done by an editor. This was a syndicated cartoon that came in and got in and nobody else saw it. Which right then tells you there's a problem. The gray lady there is making so many cuts because it's, the New York Times is in financial trouble, deep financial trouble, as most people know. And so they only have one person look at it. Well, that one person made a bad decision, but now they're not going to have any more syndicated cartoons. In other words, coming in from different sources. I guess they're all going to be homegrown from now on. But this was, you know, when you think about it, these cartoons coming out and then the Jewish temple getting attacked after that. Oh, man. And then, but it doesn't make any difference. The guy that did it, the New York Times, because everybody knows it was Trump's fault.
Oh, everything's his fault.
No, I mean, they were actually saying that. Oh, no, mm-hmm. This goes back
now,
to
somebody is saying Venezuela is
Trump's fault.
Is his fault.
That's right.
Like,
it's Trump's
seriously?
Fault.
Come on.
Everything is Trump's fault. Diphtheria, polio. If he found a cancer cure, they'd say Trump puts thousands of people out of work. Anyway, hey, when we come back, we got Baron Browning here. We're going to talk about a lot of things there, but, you know, some other things you probably don't know about Baron. We're going to talk about that. It's not just all politics, even though I'm going to get him into it. It is 7:59 in the morning, 70 degrees. Weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Attorney General William Barr, a no-show. This morning's House Judiciary Committee hearing, Barr protesting plans by Democrats to allow committee lawyers to take part in the questioning.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins accusing Democrats of a political stunt.
To say we want it to look like an impeachment hearing because they won't bring impeachment proceedings.
Chairman Jerry Nadler accusing the administration of trying to dictate terms of the hearing and saying that lawmakers now face a choice.
We can stand up to this president in defense of the country and the Constitution and the liberty we love, or we can let the moment pass us by.
Nadler says he won't issue a subpoena for Barr's appearance for the time being, but will instead focus on the Justice Department's refusal to turn over an unredacted copy of the Mueller report.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines, Barr's failure to appear prompting Nadler to repeat an earlier threat.
We will have no choice but to move quickly to hold the Attorney General in contempt if he stalls or fails to negotiate in good faith.
And yesterday, the Attorney General spent 6 hours before the Senate Judiciary Committee. American workers continue to outdo themselves. Worker productivity grew 3.6% in the first 3 months of the year.
It's the strongest quarterly gain in more than 4 years, and a hopeful sign that a long stretch of weak productivity gains may be coming to an end. The Labor Department says the first quarter increase in productivity was more than double the 1.3% rate of gain in the fourth quarter.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. An attorney for Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh planning an announcement this afternoon amid growing pressure for Pugh to resign over a scandal involving her self-published children's books. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 55 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 7. The S&P 500 Index currently off 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Last year's markets ended in a roller coaster. This can and will happen again, and probably sooner than you think. Don't lose your shirt. What if I told you there was a way to not only safely secure your nest egg through retirement, but to also grow alongside your wealth to enjoy your golden years in comfort? Both ideas are not only possible, but are paramount to the retirement income for life strategy. Thousands of savvy investors are beginning to turn to the sustainable income solution and the annuities that support it. If you, too, would like to protect your wealth and enjoy a lifetime of income, Knight Strategic Wealth is giving away a brand new guide that discusses the retirement income for life strategy step by step. The guide is titled The Roadmap to Safe Retirement Income. Text FREE to 48542 and we'll send you a copy instantly. If you want to be able to enjoy life comfortably and never run out of the means to do so, get your free complimentary guide today and see how it can secure your future. Text FREE to 48542. Text FREE to 48542.
Israel and Hamas exchange fire in the Gaza Strip. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles Beblazer.
Palestinians in the Gaza Strip launched 2 rockets that landed in open spaces in southern Israel early Thursday, to which the Israeli military responded by striking Hamas targets in the enclave. The exchange followed an outbreak of violence earlier in the day, in which Israeli fighter jets bombed the Hamas base after dozens of incendiary devices flown from Gaza caused fires to break out near Israeli communities. Tensions have been high since the Gaza-based Islamic Jihad on Monday launched a missile that landed in the Mediterranean Sea, but which many believe was intended to target central Israel. Analysts believe the Iranian-backed Islamic Jihad was attempting to derail a fragile detente between Israel and Hamas. I'm Charles Beblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump administration joining forces with a coalition of states trying to completely eliminate the Obama-era health care law.
They're hoping to persuade the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans to uphold a federal judge's decision that strikes down the Affordable Care Act. Their argument is that Congress rendered it unconstitutional in 2017 by eliminating the tax penalty for not having insurance. The case is expected to be heard in July. If the court agrees, more than 20 million Americans would be at risk of losing health coverage. President Trump, who hasn't yet offered a replacement plan, says he will have one after the 2020 election.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has told a London court that he would not agree to be extradited to the U.S., where he is accused of conspiring to hack into a Pentagon computer. Again, on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 53 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, they've done a whole lot to help our community, and they're doing more every day. It's 2nd of May. That means this weekend is Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, the hardest part of Cinco de Mayo is keeping my staff sober enough to run the boards, and then Monday seeing which one of them doesn't show up or which six of them don't show up, because you're in trouble when you're in the production room back there where all the controls are. You hear a whistle blowing, and if you've ever been down to Ensenada, you know that, you know, you sit back in a chair, you put your head back, and somebody's pouring tequila and mix in your mouth. You know, till it fills up, they're blowing a whistle at the same time. Then they shake your head and squeeze lime in your mouth. It's just such a mess afterwards. Good morning, staff back in the production room. Hi, Sue.
Good morning. Yes.
If you all are going to do that, clean up, not like last year, clean up all the limes, clean up all that stuff, will you?
You know, I apologize about that. Hey, taking a look at your weather forecast for today and your extended weather forecast. Plenty of sunshine today with a high of 81 and a low of 55. Tomorrow, sunny, 84 with lows dropping down to 57. 85 and sunny for Saturday with a low of 58. And a slight chance of thunderstorms, around 20% on Sunday with a high of 83. Increasing clouds Sunday night, a chance of showers, lows dropping down to 57. And a chance of showers for Monday, but partly sunny by the afternoon with a high of 80. It's currently mostly clear and 46 degrees in downtown Reading. If you are traveling, we have quite a bit of road construction up and down the Interstate 5 corridor. So if you're near O'Brien, the exit north on Interstate 5, they do have construction in the area. Also, if you are closer to Anderson all the way down through Cottonwood, we do have construction. A few incidents on the roadways also. Now, construction just past Whiskeytown on 299 between, let's say, Whiskeytown and Lewiston, and then again, if you're heading closer to the coast, between, let's say, Weaverville and all the way towards Big Bar. We do have a couple of incidents on the roadway, including a fatality reported this morning at Eshart Avenue at Sampson Avenue near Red Bluff. A traffic collision, no injuries at the Red Bluff rest area north on I-5. Also, traffic collision, no injuries on Dirsch Road this morning. And at Gas Point Road and El Camino Drive, we do have an animal in the middle of the roadway. They're attempting to remove that animal as we speak.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Sue. Hey, you know what? The weather, and in this case, the traffic report is brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane and Anderson-based business. And the reason that they're down in Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney, in this great business they have, it's already expanded three different times, is they were working with the city of Reading. And it got to be so hard, and I can just say this is true, it got to be so difficult because, you know, they have a large area there, and they stack propane tanks in there, of course, and then they refurbish propane tanks and they provide all this. Chuck is an action guy. A Vietnam veteran, helicopter pilot, and he turned to Anderson. It took him 5 minutes. Well, you know, not literally 5 minutes, but that's why he went to Anderson. And of course, we have, you know, Baron Browning here with us. We'll get to Baron after we go to the phones. But I find that very telling, and I think Reading has learned that there's a smaller town south of us. That if you're going to give somebody a bad time, watch out, because Anderson is going to bring them in. And I appreciate that, Baron. And this has been going on, prior to you and now really with you there. You all have been, like, busting your hump to bring business into Anderson.
We have.
Yeah. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I'm that tequila deal. Swallow quickly. Lay back, relax, and enjoy it.
Swallow quickly. Yeah, okay.
Relax and enjoy it. And if you can't whip them, join them.
Okay. Thanks, Henry. I found that my ears hurt afterwards because they'd had hold of my ears and was shaking my head. It's usually girls that do it, and you know, on this, unless you're a girl, then guys do it. You know, pour it down your throat. Now, this course, I was much younger. You know, I was probably not a whole lot younger. So I was thinking about bringing that back. You know,
in none of that statement did you give up your age, though. You just wiggled around that one.
You know,
nice
what?
Job, though.
And I look at age like this: that age is in your mind. The one thing that does catch up with you, though, is all of a sudden you start having procedures. I'm not kidding you. You know what? I don't get sick. I just don't get sick, and I attribute that to being in the Marine Corps and a life of. Of fitness and all this, but all the shots they gave me. I mean, I have shots probably for things that haven't been invented yet. They just, let's just give it to the Marines. You know?
Yeah, you just stand in a line and bam.
Well, you know what it's like.
Yeah,
you're there.
You don't even know what you're getting.
No, you don't know what you're getting. And you get the air gun shots.
Yes.
You know, they come up and it pop in there. But if you flinch, it rips out a piece of your flesh. So you got blood running down your arms. And, of course, there's always one Marine that looks at it and goes, well, he's gone. His eyes roll back, and somebody catches him before he hits the ground. The hemoglobin shot, do you remember that one? This is the one they put in your hip at boot camp. Okay. This thing, it's against for hepatitis. You walk in there. You drop your trowel because it's in your hip. They have you holding a needle in the container in your hand to warm it. They grab it, they pop it into your hip, and they push it in, and I swear to God, they put in 3 ounces of peanut butter into your butt. Because it just feels like forever, and you can, you know, when you get a shot, you don't feel it going in.
Right.
You feel, at least in Marine Corps, of course, they might have used, you know, old needles, who knows, needles from World War I, that they're a little bit bigger there. And it goes in, and then when you walk out, you're limping, and so the drill instructor runs you for 3 miles to make sure that you're loosened up, and so you won't be stiff the next day, which, of course, does no good. The next morning, you wake up, and
they don't care, though.
You look like Chester from Gunsmoke walking around trying to march. The good old days. The good old days. Okay, am I on track here? Okay.
Sure.
You know what I have in my hand, my friends? I have Kevmo. This is a great, great show. It's going to be we would take these tickets in a heartbeat, Linda and I, except it's next Thursday, and Linda's singing at Wind River next Thursday. Tonight, of course, starting at 5:30. And also, Wind River is also involved in the and helping local 501s, local charities that do a lot. And tonight, when you have dinner, 10% will go back to that. And I'll talk a little bit more about that. But Kevmo is going to be next Thursday. You have dynamite seats. These are the seats that when we get seats and buy seats, these are the seats that we usually take. This is an E seat. It's row E, seat 304 and 303. And I'm going to give this to the first caller. And 605-4567.
Hold on, I'm dialing.
You know what? Too bad you're sitting here because this is a very much a worthy guy. This guy is great. Appeals to everybody. And you have this one, Kevmo Solo. So give us a call, 605-4567, and you score these tickets. Okay. After all of that, I have Baron Browning with me.
Good morning.
And we have to take a break in about a minute. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break early so we can get started when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry just have an outstanding store, every type of jewelry, And you know what? He's a designer. He's a jewelry designer. So if you're looking for something special nobody else has, sit down with Henry. They'll design it for you. They'll build it, and they'll bring in gems from anywhere in the world for it. And they do it at very reasonable prices. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'll be right back with Baron Browning.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, a bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me May 2nd in Elements Lounge with Lady Bott and the Bluebirds from 5:30 to 8:30. It's Wind River's 26th anniversary. There'll be all kinds of specials. Make your dinner reservations today by calling 243-3377. See you there.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Bulls, Broncs, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in Chuck Wagon Races, roping, bronc riding, and Kids Mutton Busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at 90 KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been in the business helping people, and I mean that really, truly, helping people since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, if you've got any questions, like, you know, you're in a fire, and, you know, this fire insurance, people are still fighting this. If you've got questions about it, and you think, you know what, I'm kind of hitting dead ends here, Give Judy a call at 221-0441, even if you're not insured with Judy Maxwell. This kind of person she is. She's going to lay it out for you and probably things that you can do to maybe new avenues that you can approach. Now, this is Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Baron Browning, who is, of course, a councilman down in the city of Anderson. And good morning, Baron.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
And Baron, we're going to talk, you know, we always talk to Baron about politics and things like this, but we're also going to talk about his business here at the, you know, at the end of the program, because I never realized, isn't this funny? I've known Baron for what? Several years.
5 years.
I didn't even know that you were in a business. That you had a business. I thought,
you know, a lot of people say that.
You know, because you never bring it up anywhere. You know, that, you know, your job, you know, when you're out in front of people, your job is to represent Anderson.
That's correct.
And you never hear anything else but that. So I want to, you know, shine some light on some other things you do, too.
I appreciate that.
Well, you're a good guy. First of all, former Marine.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. When I talk about boot camp and getting shots, we both sit there, we just smile because it's, you know, we all go through that kind of stuff there. But I truly believe, you know, after 30 plus years in the Marine Corps, and every time we deployed, I mean, it was like pop, 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 pop. And then, oh, by the way, take the malaria pills. Oh, those are ones when you start looking at the side effects of the malaria pills, one of our junior officers comes up to me and says, sir, yeah. He says, his wife was a nurse. She sent me this. And the stuff we were taking every day. He said, here's the side effects. And I looked at it. I mean, it's like a page. Malaria or this? Malaria or this? I said, when's the last time we had a case of malaria? And, you know, Cormier goes, all right, well, the doctor goes, I can't remember one. And I said, well, but then we were going in areas where there was malaria. Take your pills, guys. Take your
Absolutely.
Pills. But I got a feeling a lot of them are flesh down the head. Okay. We could talk about this all day, but we're not. Anderson is business friendly. What do you do? Do you think it's a little bit different than other places?
Well, I think from a long-term approach, you know, being in business, coming from business, you've got to be face-to-face. You've got to understand what walls they're hitting. Where they feel like they're at. Obviously, 99% of the time, at least our experience in Anderson is that it's not our laws that are affecting them. Mm-hmm. But how can we help you wade through those? So we've got state laws, we got federal laws, and of course we adopt those ordinances because as a city you have to.
You have to. Right.
So we adopt those things. But how can we help you walk through that? And it's painful. It's not like it's a little thing. We're walking through one now with somebody that's trying to put in a restaurant, and all of a sudden here we are, and now you got to put in a grease trap. Those things aren't cheap. You're talking about $20,000-$25,000 to put in a grease trap because that's what you have to do in order to open up a restaurant, and those things are painful. Mm-hmm. But how can we walk through that with you and look at other avenues? We recently went out and did a dye test. Is there already one in the line? You know, just trying to hopefully. Save that person,
make their life a little bit easier.
Money, yeah. Because it's already tough enough, especially in the restaurant world where failure is so great.
Well, I think
how can we help you?
2 years.
Yeah.
I think it's a 2-year average at restaurants last. It's like 1 in 5 or 4 businesses make it to 5 years, and then you lose another large percentage between 5 and 10 years. But restaurants, 2 years,
right?
For them, I wonder about coffee shops. I don't know how that's counted because you see coffee shops everywhere, and they seem to be popping up everywhere. Of course, you know you've got we do our own roasting and all that. Okay, that's
sure.
Fine, but that too seems to be a lot of things you see. But restaurants get hit with all different types of things that you can't do anything about. It's not like the city of Anderson is charging you this money.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I think is different is that I can call my city manager and say, here's our issues. He understands all those things a lot more than I do, being from the engineering background himself. So mm-hmm. He's great to walk. He went out there yesterday and met with them and the owners of the building himself. got out of his office, went over there, and I told him kind of what was going on, although I'm not an engineer, so I don't understand it all,
right.
Where he does a lot better than I do, was able to go out there and meet with him and talk with him, and is now going to go back, and they're going to meet again in a future date.
Great. That's super. You also do things kind of out of the box, like you have you privatize a lot and you're in some of those things that the city does.
Well, you know, you try to. When you're not using certain pieces of a business a lot, isn't it a lot cheaper to bring somebody else in, a contractor, if you will,
sure.
to do that little bit and not have a salary and benefits and all those things that we have to pay as a city, although there was a bill up recently that was going to try to squash that.
Now, see, that to
they
me,
got put on a back burner. But
that to me is another way of kowtowing to unions and saying things that say, oh, no, you can't have contractors. You have to have a full-time employee. Well, a full-time employee wouldn't be doing that. The other things, too, is, and I don't know if you get into this, but we have I listen to people here in the government, and I've got a light bulb out, and I could just reach up and fix that. But if I do that, I can get in trouble because the only people that can do that is Public Works. And so then Public Works has to come in, change the light bulbs or whatever they're using right then because that's their job. You can't take their job away from them. I mean, come on, light bulbs? Do you have that too?
No, I think we're a smaller city.
Okay.
We don't have near the amount of people that other jurisdictions have. And, everybody's kind of got to do everything.
Yeah, I could just see, Baron, my light bulb's out. Could you please send over Public Works to fix that? I just wish I could hear the other end of that one. As you sit back and take a deep breath and count to 4,063 before you go, wow. Let me come over and help you with that. Okay. You all passed a tax. How many years ago was that?
5 years ago.
And it was a general tax. It was not a specific tax. It wasn't two-thirds. And your city council said, we're going to spend at least, was it half?
Well, we did have a secondary advisory uh-huh. measure that said right. 50% of this will go to okay. public safety. We've been audited on that task, and every time it's come back that we're spending greater than that.
Greater than 50%?
Yeah.
How's that worked for you?
I think it's been great. The way I look at it is that's what the citizens wanted. That's what they voted for, and that's what we need to uphold to. The thing about it is, and I've said this from even when I was running to today, is that it's got to be for the best of the majority.
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at something, what's the majority going to win on this? And if they're not, why would I vote that way? So that's really been my stance when I'm looking at a subject and saying, okay, what's the greater good? And that's how you should run across it. And public safety is obviously the greater good. We've had a lot of great wins in implementing the amount of officers that we have today. Back from when I was running, we had 2 per shift. Now we have 4 per shift. We doubled it. And that's with a sergeant on each shift as well, overseeing them. So
you've added essentially 3 people to each shift.
Or
is the sergeant always been
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I think the number yesterday was 23 sworn.
Okay.
If I'm correct, and I could be off.
Is it working? But it's working, right?
It is. Absolutely, it's working. Crime's gone down every year. Not that we don't have our stuff. Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
There's still criminals. I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's still a criminal element. But I think when you're tackling it before it happens, being proactive, watching for those things, taking care of those, then a lot less things happen and the word gets out.
Problem, yeah.
Right? Well, the word gets out. You don't hear as much about it. If you remember 2 years ago, everything was about Walmart and Anderson, and we got another stolen car. Well, this happened, that was happened. You don't hear about that as much today. I think the word gets out to the criminal element. They're like, don't go to the Anderson Walmart because there's a cop
there. I've seen you all arrest people out there at the at the Anderson Walmart. Well, see, and here's the problem we have here with our police department. Not that it's a problem with the police department. More people means being proactive instead of reactive. Right now we're in that reactive mode because we've got 7 people on a shift. for all the 60 square miles here.
Right.
And they can't be proactive. But when you're proactive, that means you've got somebody driving down a neighborhood that you have a problem. And somebody's calling and says, I got a drug house here. Now you can be a proactive type that you can go down there and you've got people there to watch it and then take action on it. And I think that's the biggest thing that more police give you is that, as you know, boots on the ground, they can see more and the snakes don't crawl out.
Well, I mean, as you know, I heard and I read it that there is a group coming out with Reading for a sales tax, and I wish them all the luck. I mean, there was a leap of faith when you look back at Anderson 5 years ago, and people took a leap of faith with that council, mm-hmm. Which at that same time had gotten elected. Mm-hmm. So people took a leap of faith even with us, and look at the payoff.
But it paid off so well.
Look at the payoff. And so I would just tell people to, you know, keep your mind and your eyes wide open, mm-hmm. And obviously hold us accountable. I know the citizens of Anderson have held our feet to the fire. This is what we want. This is what we expect from you. Mm-hmm. We have a council that's delivered on that. And we do that as a team. I want to reemphasize that I couldn't be more proud of the city that I represent on so many levels, from the council that works as a team to our staff, mm-hmm. To law enforcement. I mean, all of those players play an integral role, and they all know the agenda. It's very, here's the agenda. And so we stick to those. And, you know, we have a police chief that's
Mike Johnson
above
is,
and beyond.
Yeah, Mike is very proactive, and he's not quiet. And I want to talk about that when we get back. We have to take a quick break here. It's 8:31 in the morning, my friends. It's 74 degrees out there. It's going to go up to what today?
Today around 81.
Around 81
Perfect.
Today. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day. Hey, you know, I want to talk about tonight at May 2nd, of course. It's at an Elements Lounge. Linda's going to be singing there from 5:30 to 8:30, of course, and that's going to be that in its show is great. But also, here's what Wind River's doing. They're taking at Elements, where Linda's at, they are donating 10% of all food sales are going to be donated to Shasta Trinity Relay for Life. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. And I'll just tell you that I took my $5 ticket and ran it up to $140. And quit for the night. Otherwise, you know, I would have been there all night. At Relay for Life, no donation is too small. Each and every dollar helps. So tonight, going down to Elements, you get to listen to Linda sing and her band there. It's going to be great. And 10% of all food sales will go to Shasta Trinity Relay for Life. We'll be right back after these messages with Baron Browning. I want to talk to him about Chief Johnson's plan on adding a element of, I guess you could say, responsibility to the place.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Bulls, Bronx, Barrels, and the Bandit. Throw in chuck wagon races, roping, bronc riding, and kids mutton busting. It's another year of action-packed Reading Rodeo, May 15th through the 18th, as the toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast for top prize money. Book your tickets for bull riding, rodeo, and the annual stake feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office. Sponsored by Coors, Tri-Counties Bank, California Highway Patrol, Dignity Health, and Pendleton Whiskey.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda, of course, is preparing for tonight here at Wind River. She'll be there at 5:30 tonight singing. And 10% of all food sales at Elements Lounge goes to a great cause. Goes to our friends over at Chassis Trinity Relay for Life. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. I love that place. You know, it's by appointment now. Sometimes I get in there early just so I can catch up. They have the greatest selection of magazines, everything from flying to, guns and ammo to, it's just everything. And, no, none of those, adult types because, kids come in there. But it's just a great place to find out also what's going on in the world because these guys hear everything down there.
Yeah, it's really, for guys because I walked in there to bring my dad in. I walked out with a mustache. I mean, that's how much testosterone was in there.
That's what Linda says. She says, I walked in to say hello. She said I had to shave my legs as soon as she walked out. That's just the way it is. You don't like it, don't come on in. Hey, I'm here.
It's for guys.
It's guys. That's right. You know what? Styling to them means putting a little butch wax in your hair. So... hey, I'm here with Baron Browning.
If I had hair.
Yeah. Well, for you, Baron, it's not exactly a place you would hang out a lot. But see, for you, they charge finder's fees.
That's right.
If they find that hair, then they cut it. We're here, of course, with Baron Browning, city councilman from Anderson. Let's talk about homeless. We got really into this Henderson Open Spaces, and as I said earlier, we've had movement on it, and the police are down there again. You get down when you don't have enough police, it's hard to get enough policemen down there to keep them moving. And I have ideas about that I'm gonna bring up in another date, but so we've been doing things like we've started the Sobering Center. Great idea. I don't know why it's taking us so long to get it off the ground, but now we have that. At the Empire Recovery Center, we can just drop people off. Shasta Regional Medical Center has taken it upon themselves to put a ward in there for 5150s, people that are danger to themselves and others, so they get them back on their meds. And now it's proposed, it was the Navigation Center, now it's called The Place, whereas people come in, they've got all of the assets there to help them move from their condition back into society. Get them housing, get them jobs. But there wasn't anything there that you would call a coercive element. Chief Michael Johnson from Anderson said, well, this is a good idea, but you need this. His idea is a 62-bed facility as we arrest people. They go into this, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, just generally being a bad guy or just being on the streets a lot that we're having to spend a lot of time with. And from there, if I understand this right, Baron, is once they're there and they, you know, they've been off everything for a couple of weeks because you can hold them there for like 90 days at least. Then we can then transfer or they can kind of like move from there to the place. Have I captured that?
Sort of.
Okay.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah.
You've got to arraign them. I believe it's within 48 hours or 72 hours. Something. So they get arraigned and they.
It's not like you can just keep them.
Right.
No.
They have to get arraigned. Yeah.
They're arrested.
They're arraigned. And then they go into this facility, which is basically a quality of life facility. So it's a misdemeanor facility.
Right.
Versus a felony.
This isn't going to be your guys that have shot somebody or something.
No,
these are the ones that we pick up 46 times.
And if I could just back up for a second.
Sure, sure.
Because I do want to brag a little bit. Chief Johnson saw an issue and not only said, no, I disagree, but then had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that a lot, and I encourage everybody, and I say this a lot on social media, I appreciate your feedback, but help us with a solution too.
Yes.
If you got an idea, please bring it to us. So he saw that and he tackled it. And he's gone full force in walking through this. Not only that, he's met with all the different agencies, allied agencies, Health and Human Services, Social Services. He's met with everybody under the sun that would meet with him to try to understand all sides of it, and has moved from his initial plan of, you know, steadfast, I'm a cop, this is how it's going to play out, to no, here's reality. Here's what we can get to, and this will benefit everybody. So what you were saying was, yes, they get arrested. They're there for whatever time period to kind of sober up a little bit anyway, get their mind a little bit corrected. And then they go in front of the judge, and they can choose, you know, several options. One of them, you know, could be, yes, I'm ready for help. That doesn't mean they're going to go right to the place.
Mm-hmm.
What it means is I want help. And so inside this facility, you can get job training. You can get counseling, AA, NA, mental health services, whatever your issue is, at least start down that road.
Start down that road.
And by the way,
and graduate.
Yes. And studies say that when you're incarcerated, if you start walking through these things, you're more likely to benefit on the outside.
Okay.
And so those are real numbers. So if we can start you here and then get you over to the place, the likelihood is you're going to be more successful and that recidivism is going to be less.
Okay.
So you're not going to be repeat as much.
Okay. You know, and I got the wave tops on it, but yes, you know, and Mike's been on here a couple times talking about it. Now, Donnell Ewert, who was on here Tuesday, I believe, and talking about it. And, here's a man who you talk about herding cats, you know, with all the things he's doing, but he said the thing that Mike Johnson did was he just didn't say this isn't going to work or, you know, I don't like this. He said he came up with a plan. He came up with an actual plan. He just, like you just said, I just don't complain about it. What's your plan for it? And so they all met Tuesday. Chief Johnson, I believe Donnell, and I think Roger Moore was there too.
The DA.
The DA was there, Stephanie Bridget. So all those people were there to see what can we do to make something like this work. I don't think the construction cost it would be the stopping point. I think after that is we need to find the money, and I don't know if we could take part of it out of mental health or alcohol rehab and kind of shift it over there to, you know, for officers to be able to take care, you know, of these, you know, take part of the pay on it. But we are at a point here because a lot of these people that you see that would go into this are homeless. And they're constantly being arrested. They're constantly stealing things. All of them misdemeanors, but it's not a misdemeanor. Somebody comes in your garage and takes your chainsaw and anything else that's not nailed down or chained down, and they walk away with it. That, you know, that's an intrusion on your life. And I don't know anybody that doesn't hate it. When we teach concealed carry, we emphasize somebody coming into your place and taking a chainsaw is a misdemeanor. That's not deadly force. You know, that's your chainsaw, but that's no reason to ever use, you know, deadly force on anybody. But it's still, somebody's taking your bike, taking your chainsaw, taking something. And this is a solution. And we do not have a solution right now. We are constantly kicking it down the road saying, oh, gosh, I don't know what we can do about it. Well, here we are. We've got this plan.
The one thing we know for sure is if you look at San Francisco, Seattle, San Diego, San Jose, most of the cities, all of the cities that have tried just to put in another low barrier shelter has not been successful. So you got a man that has stepped out of his element and said, here it is. Here's my thoughts. Now, there's a lot of smart people in our community, a lot of smart people with a lot of great ideas. And when you sit in a room like they did on Tuesday and say, here's the action plan, how can we improve it? That's where you get great ideas coming to the forefront, where you can improve on what Chief Johnson has started and what Donnell has started.
Right.
Now, they've started it. They've gone down a path. Now, as they termed it when we had the meeting, how can we marry those or join those together
and make
so
it work
successful?
Yes.
Because the truth is that the community is crying for it. They're yelling, literally yelling. If you watch social media, they're yelling.
Well, I put something in there on the Henderson Open Spaces on Facebook.
Yes.
And I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
You saw all the comments, and it was like, I mean, I didn't expect it to be to run like that with all the shares and all the comments and all these people that had it. But everybody on the city council saw it too. And this is when you get that many people commenting on something, different people from all walks of life, from Ed Roman to Mimi Mosley to, I mean, you know, city leaders and business leaders, you know, something we have to pay attention to. So we need to do something. We need to get out of this box and move forward. Mike Johnson's plan, I think, marries perfectly, but I'm just a guy on the street. But I think if we don't have something coercive there, we'll have just what we have now. When somebody can walk around with a pocket full of heroin and he gets a misdemeanor ticket, I mean, there's something wrong there. Right. Something wrong there. I'm with Baron Browning, Reading City Council, or Reading, Anderson City Councilman, who is, you know what, you are involved in so many things. I got to take a break. But, I mean, if it's something to help people, you know, Baron, you're there. And, you know, you are one of the biggest cheerleaders of Anderson next to Trish. I mean, Trish, you know, if I don't mention Anderson in every other breath, you know, I get a sharp elbow in my ribs. But all the things that are going on down there with, you know, that happened at the Shasta County Fairgrounds, the wild game feed, you know, National Wild Turkey Federation. I mean, you're in all of these things. I mean, if you don't see Baron Brown in there, then it's not happening. Okay?
Can I say that?
Okay. Hey, 8:47 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark's people are there to help you. Specialized programs for you and your family that work. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. We'll be right back.
No more
time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Friday, May 10th at 7 p.m. Join them in Buckaroo Flats for the annual street dance on its new day. Monday the 13th, it's the Chili Cook-Off and Quick Draw Contest in Buckaroo Flats. Tuesday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. And Friday morning, May 17th, join 10,000 of your closest friends at the world-famous Pancake Breakfast in Roaring Gulch. Tickets are $4 in advance. Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo, sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Stake Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Shasta Jamboree presents the annual Boomtown Festival celebrating the people of Shasta Lake City and the community they love Saturday, May 4th. Begin with pancake breakfast 6 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Entry free online. Party in the park all day with live music, free kids activities, health and craft fair, and plenty of food and drinks all in Claringo Park. Enjoy the Art Walk and Farmer's Market 4:30 to 9 p.m. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org and follow their Facebook page. Celebrate the heritage of Shasta Lake City at the Shasta Jamboree Boomtown Festival this Saturday.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's a good thing we don't have the cameras on yet. We're getting ready to start streaming here in a few weeks because you'll see me dancing and singing along with the bump music here, and it's kind of scary. I'm here with Baron Browning, who, of course, is the Anderson City Council. But let's go to the phones first. Ron, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, they keep talking about working with these guys, and they keep coming back, and they come back. They break into our cars. I've lost an air compressor and chainsaws and stuff, but anyhow, you need to be really tough with these guys, kind of like a boot camp. I think we've got the wrong people hired. Maybe we should let some of the cops go. We need to hire some Army Rangers or maybe some Navy SEALs, and they could take them down to the Sacramento River about 2 o'clock in the morning and give them swimming lessons. You know, I bet some of these guys wouldn't stick around for the second lesson. They'd probably learn, and that's what you need to do. You need to be tough with these people. I mean, really tough, and that's my comment, so.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know what? You know, people are tired, just like we're saying. People are tired of this, and something has to be done that makes a difference.
Well, and I think that's part of Chief Johnson's plan.
Yeah.
Is make it a little more difficult with it and still stay within the confines of law. And by the way, Ron, I appreciate your comments, and if this wasn't California, we might be able to get away with that.
But, part of it, at least. You know what? Tent camps with wearing pink underwear. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Hey, Baron, I want to shift gears here. You have a business. You know, like I said, you know, nobody – if you see Baron Browning, it's always Anderson, Anderson, Anderson. You never bring in the fact that you have a very viable business in town here called Spirion.
Spirion Staffing, yep.
Yeah.
We've had it for took over about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just been plugging along ever since. I have 2 staff. It's been a great business. I enjoy it. I love working with not only the potential employees, but my clients. And also the other staffing agencies. I mean, I look at the way I do, you know, mm-hmm. employment is the same way I run city council, and that is my objective is to get somebody a job and get them working again, whether they go through me or not. And so if there's another opportunity for them, even if those people aren't my client or it's with another agency, mm-hmm. another staffing agency, I will send them there. Because okay. we all have different clients.
Sure.
All of our agencies, we all have different clients. And so if I think you're a fit for somewhere else, I'll send you there because the goal is to get you employed.
Well, you know, we're looking for somebody. And I didn't know. And see, this is it. I've known Barron for years. And I was talking about it. He goes, well, you know, I think I could probably help you with that. And you have. The thing is I've learned so much from you. And like in your agency, you find them for us. And then we can bring them in. And but you do all the background checks, you do drug testing, you do all that kind of stuff. And, you know, frankly, we never did that. But from now on, we are because we need to do that.
Well, it's that time. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people have a lot of stuff that you wouldn't see if you didn't do those things. And so it's very imperative. The one thing we don't do is we don't charge for any of those tests or any of that stuff because when I was with Budweiser and the recycling world, I constantly would get an invoice with all of those extra charges, and it just peeved me off, frankly. And so when I had the opportunity with Spherion, we got rid of those. And so nobody gets charged for those things. It's just part of the service.
And this is for other things that people don't know, is that Barron was like, well, you're a vice president of Budweiser there and taking care of all their recyclables?
Yeah, the recycling division.
For the whole – all of them.
Yes.
I mean, for all of Budweiser. And people, Barron did that? Yeah. I mean, that was a international job.
Yes. A lot of fun. Those were some good times. But I had a family. And when you're traveling all that time, it's time to settle down and do something different.
Yeah.
Money's not everything. Family's the most important thing to me.
You're never going to get that You're never going to get that day back.
And, that's right.
You don't realize it when you're in the middle of it. And sometimes you need to take a step back.
Absolutely.
And I was gone years.
30 plus.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah, 30 plus. And I was probably gone away from my family at least 8 years of that. At least 8 years. And that's not counting little time where you're just gone for a week at a time. I mean, we're talking about long-time deployments and, wars and all those kind of things. But so you took a step back from that, and you ended up here in Redding. How'd you get here?
Anderson, California, actually.
Anderson.
And I am proud of Anderson. My wife is born and raised in Anderson, Susie Lauderdale, now Browning.
Mm-hmm.
And born and raised in Anderson, graduated Anderson High School, graduated Simpson College, and actually worked at Simpson Mill for a while. And then we met through work, through the recycling world, and ended up...
Magic.
Yes.
Magic.
Yes. She is the light of my life, I will tell you.
She is a wonderful
lady. I tell
lady.
Everybody this, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. When we got married, I won, she lost.
So how do people get a hold of you if they're looking for...
Spherion Staffing, 2650 Larkspur, Suite K, right here in Redding. And our phone number is 530-222-3434. Whether you're looking to hire somebody or you're looking to... get a job, or you're looking just to change a career, you can go to our website, and that's spherion.com, and you can look at all of our different jobs that we have available, and just give us a call. We'll bring you in for an interview. You will get a background check and a drug test, of course, but then we'll send your resume to our clients where we see it fit. But we'll never do that without your permission. So we will call you and say, hey, here's a job we have up. Are you interested in this? I think maybe it's a good fit. We'll sit down and talk about it. Then I'll send over the client. And then the client makes the decision on who they want to interview. And their
sure.
ultimate decision is the client's.
Yeah, I tell you, about once every 3 weeks, I'm going to put in – I'll run over to your place and give you a resume.
Awesome.
About once every 3 weeks. I take that back. Now it's up about once every 3 months. It used to be like once a week that I go, I'm leaving. So, but now with the super staff I have and the fun we have and the new studios and all that stuff, I would never leave. Somebody asked a question. I don't know if you know this answer, but you remember those Red Berets, the Guardian Angels?
Yes.
Whatever happened to them?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
They just kind of disappeared.
Do you, the city of Redding, I don't know, I think they still have them. They have, like North State Security helping.
Yes.
They
donate a lot. North State Security just helped with Coup d'Etat Nights.
Okay.
And for many years, they've
they've
sponsored Cool Hippo Nights with their security guards. So, and if I could get back to something you said earlier, really quickly,
right? Sure.
I got to be short, but everybody asks, or a lot of people ask, why do you do all these things?
Yeah.
You know, and the truth is because I represent the city of Anderson, and we should be out there. And you look at a thing like Cool Hippo Nights that brought in over 1,700 cars.
Right.
Those people stayed somewhere.
Oh,
they
brought,
they stayed at hotels in Anderson. They ate at restaurants in Anderson. That's why I do these things, mm-hmm. because it's for the greater good. We all win when something happens like that.
That's right. And now we've got to figure a way of getting other big things in here like that, because once people get here, they love it.
It is.
They do.
Where else can you live and go to the mountains or the lake or, and all those things so quickly?
Baron, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having
me. We covered a whole lot of different things. And